I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
Okay.
And welcome to Slobs. Oh my. Okay, they gave up. You guys can't even see on camera what we're talking about. We're back and better than ever. Susan's still a nuisance.
Yes.
We have an incredible guest. Madison Sinclair is joining us. Hi, how are you?
Hey, it's good to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
of course. Thanks for having me at this beautiful,
beautiful set, our fucking trailer.
My humble abode.
I feel like I'm back in Florida.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. Good, yeah. Like Florida.
It's a good Florida vibe, right?
Yard vibe. Yeah, it is.
Someone last night said they didn't believe I was from Toronto, thought I was from Chicago. And I'm like, I've never gotten that. I usually get, Jersey vibe. I always get people say Jersey.
I get a lot of people saying I'm East Coast, but that is, I'm like, what the fuck do they mean by Chicago?
Because I see Florida on you.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I assume
you know exactly what that means.
You mean I'm fun?
Yeah.
And I'm beautiful.
That's exactly what
I'm saying.
And I've
been in the sun too much. I have spots. Yeah.
I today got some Dysport.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to get filler next time.
I want to do the new Daxxify. Have you heard that?
What's this?
Is that the Dysport that lasts longer?
It lasts a year.
That's doctor was saying, that they're coming out with a new one that lasts longer.
A year.
It was a year. Because I've been doing it for preventative, but now it's just like, I guess I do every, like, it's probably all worn off now, but I want to like do, it works within like, I think 4 days.
Oh.
And then it just like holds. Because usually that weird 2 week process where you're just like out doing something and your face is like immediately frozen.
Yeah. Well, because this, I got a lot of units. I went to town with units today. I got all here, both eyes and my 11s because they're out of fucking control right now.
And how long does it take for them to show up?
Like a week.
The Dysport?
About a week,
For the future, in case I ever do it.
Yeah. Do you have filler?
In my lips, yeah.
Okay. Because I'm going to do a bit. I'm doing cheek filler.
The lady said something. She acted like I was lying to her last time. Because I went in to go get like Botox and filler and everything.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, what we really need to talk about is your lips. I was like, what? And then she compared me to Mr. Potato Head. She's like, you know Mr. Potato Head?
Oh no!
She's like, this is a large lip and this is a medium lip, and it feels like we just put two. I'm like, you could have said that without mentioning Mr.
Potato Head. Yeah, what the fuck?
But your lips look normal. I would never know you're taking your lips.
Fuck you.
I feel like they don't look crazy. She wanted me to do a chin filler, and it was like going to be like,
no.
And I was like, what? I just wanted to get like $200 of preventative, like here. So that, I don't know.
No, but your lips are great. I want that. I mean,
amazing. But like, that's Mr. Potato.
That's a horrific comparison. Well, today she even said to me, she was like looking through myself. She's like, oh yeah, you.
Yeah, when she sat down, she's like, yeah, you haven't been here in like a year.
I'm like, all right, that's why I'm here. Drill me up.
I had one lady tell me I have a resting sad face. And she wanted to put filler. She ended up doing it. She put filler under the either side of my lip. Like
to make it up?
To like smile you more?
So I can seem happier.
You should smile more. Oh, well, that nurse, Marissa, she's great.
Yes.
She said to me, she's like, oh yeah, you frown. She looked at me, just looked at the 11s, and she's like, you're a frowner. And I was like, I always thought of myself as sort of a happy person. That's new
you're
info.
You're a piece of sad shit. Well, here's some new info. So here's the thing. We on slobs like to be slobs, as my dog puts her soiled ear on the mic cord. I'm going through breakup, single now. Oh, no. And let me just get this out there. Here's how you cure being sad. You have sex with a very hot pilot. And let me tell you right now.
It's pilot season.
It is pilot season. And guess what? I didn't use a condom. So talk about slobs. Oh, yeah.
The pilot?
I raw dogged it, baby.
Well-traveled penis.
Oh, this cock has been around the block. And guess what? I've never cared less in my entire life. I literally said to him, as long as it's not AIDS, I'm okay. How psycho is that to say to him? But I was like, yeah, I'll take chlamydia. It was that good. I'll take chlamydia for it.
I feel like I'm the other way around. I would rather have AIDS than herpes.
Really?
Because it's like livable now.
Yeah, you
so the herpes, you only get one outbreak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
some
it.
Some people, if you're chronically stressed, I heard that like it varies from birth. Some people can carry the virus and never have an outbreak. And then some people, I had a few sisters in college who had it. And I used to do a joke that I recently found while scrubbing, looking for fucking god-awful clips, where I'd be like, I know all my friends have herpes because I'm the friend they come to when they find out they have herpes. And they go, I have herpes. And I'll go, that's sad. And they're like... But it's, but like, yeah, you could never have an outbreak. But also you could have them all the time, I think. I don't know.
I just don't want to have a conversation with someone beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, yeah. I don't think you have to with herpes. I thought you had to with HIV. Don't you have to legally? Yeah.
Yeah. Legally, you have to have the AIDS conversation.
I thought you had to.
I don't think legally you have to say you have herpes. I think ethically you should.
Because Usher got sued for that, remember?
Oh, really?
Yeah, for giving someone it.
I'd get herpes from Usher's for sure.
Yeah.
He's hot. Are you kidding me?
When you feel it in your body, and you got some body poop.
If I fuck someone, I was like, guess what? I got Usher's herpes. They'd be like, oh, I want Usher's herpes. I feel like...
Usher's a cool strain.
Yeah. It's a cool strain.
Yeah, it's the coolest. Yeah. I wish I remembered his songs.
But here's the thing. I fucked the pilot years ago. We've been in contact like every now and then. And he's a very good... He's very hot. He's so out of my fucking league that it's stupid. Like, he's so hot, I don't think my friends would believe I was fucking him.
Is someone out of your league if you fuck them? Aren't they automatically, it's like, I guess you're not out of my league?
I don't think men are out of any women's league.
No.
That's the thing. I just don't think that's true.
Well, I say that all the time, because, like, the amount of friends that I will have go through things that are like, I just haven't fucked in a while. And it's like, do you go outside? Like, men, you could fuck the hottest guy. I think it's something we put in our head. Mm-hmm. But, like, men are just like, a pussy?
Well, he definitely did that. And I was like, yeah.
He did exactly
And I
that.
Didn't realize that I had a thing for pilots.
I mean, it is kind of a hot. I love a man in like a specific uniform.
Oh, yeah. So I pulled up at the hotel and he was still in the pilot outfit. And I was like, don't take it off. But
well, that's hot.
Thinking of opposite, yeah, I was so gross. Thinking of opposite slob, though, he, big shout out to him, flew the plane 6 hours, didn't shower. We went way from out.
Stinky cockpit cock.
Negative smell. Scentless. And you know this honker sniffing.
Oh, you smell everything.
I would have smelled from a mile away. I literally was like, oh, he's like, is it okay? I'm like, yeah, no. I was sniffing around to see if there was a scent. Zero scent.
I don't want
to
say it. The AIDS killed the smell. Knocks it right out.
Guess what? Then I'm going to start
having sex with more AIDS patients. You're like, doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah. No, it's scentless. I couldn't believe it. His whole body,
not
scentless.
Not even like a little bit of that, you know, that skin smell.
Not nothing.
Like, it's not bad, but it's just like, it's skin.
No smell. His breath was perfect. Nothing. It was unreal.
And if he gives you AIDS, I feel like he would give you free flights.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. At least so, I'm going to be.
You get a perk out of it.
He doesn't have AIDS. I gotta say this. The man does not.
It's HIV.
It's HIV. He does not have either.
What airline? You never mind.
I'm not going to say the airline. Okay. I'm not going to go crazy here. But I'm just saying I feel a lot better.
Nice.
He had no skin tags. We love that.
That's,
My ex had a giant skin tag that made me physically ill.
I would eat it. I would bite it.
If you ate this, I would take you to a hospital because something's wrong with you. You like gargoyles. You like eating like a boil. It was not good.
I don't know why I want to bite a skin tag.
Because it's like...
But it's not... when we say large, we need to explain how big it was. I'd say it's the same size as a Susan's vagina, actually. That's an accurate...
Oh my God, that thing? Really?
Here's that big. That thing. Also, I just lifted open Susan's pussy. She's like, yeah, show everybody. Yeah, oh, she loves
there
it.
There you go. You like so it, sick. Don't you? You sick fucks. Describe to her YouTube. Yeah.
So you can see what we're talking about.
Susan's gaping hole.
Yeah. Have you ever had a skin tag before? Like a small one?
No.
Oh. You seem like somebody who wouldn't have a skin tag.
you
seem like you have no like blemishes or boils or bunions. A lot of bees now.
I have acne, so I have to deal with that all the time. But
did you take Accutane when you grew up?
No, my parents wouldn't let me because they said it would deform your baby later on. And I don't even want kids. So
you're like, so what the hell?
It's also like, who cares? It's about what I look like.
Yeah, I want to be hot.
I'll just put my baby on Accutane.
I'll be famous. I'll be with a deformed baby, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. TikTok star.
Oh, my God.
The content.
Literally super hot babe with this, like, just... messed up baby.
And people, they'd be like, she's such a hero for loving it.
Yeah.
You would be a household name right now.
You honestly would. Behind closed doors, you're just doing full Accutane on the baby. You're like, we gotta fix this.
Do you follow Madison and Dirt on...
That's his name.
No, I'm just, I made up a...
Oh, yeah, Dirt.
I'm sorry.
I was like,
the joke
what?
Didn't land, and I'm canceled. I mean, my God.
Wait, are you gonna cover the tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not like his name, at least.
No, no. Yeah, and it's it's there. I've been covering it a lot with my pants these days and
what if you
high
just,
socks.
Instead of covering it, you just made an ankle ring of various Mexican foods around. I'm gonna talk
about ankle tattoo. Yeah, I thought you were going to say a circle
Nachos
with a line
Bell
through
Grande.
It.
Yeah. Like, and then just that little chihuahua.
Yeah, someone last night said put Del Taco over it. I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yo quiero my ex-boyfriend to die in a fire.
No, I'm putting something completely different. I never want to look at it again for the remainder of my life.
I mean, it's really potent.
And again, as I've mentioned, I already did cover up another matching tattoo ahead with a man. I need to stop doing these things.
Stop getting tattoos with men.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Stop. Well, yeah, we're done. Susan told you so.
Susan's like, you got my tattoo. Oh,
you do have any tattoos? They're like all over your arm.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Do you regret any of them?
No, well, I got them all over the pandemic, so I haven't had them that long.
Oh, shit.
But I'm just continuously getting covered, because I did forever, because I think my mom was always like, you can't model if you have tattoos, and I was always like, well, I'm going to be a model one day. I don't know why. I was like, I'm like, I can't
get tattoos, I'm going to model.
I was like, I'm 25. Why do I, I'm too old to be a model.
Like, I miss
yeah,
they like kids.
Yeah, they like, I think 21, you're like too old to become a model. Yeah.
Ew, you're out. Literally, when you realize that like so many of those like girls are just really tall 15-year-olds mm-hmm. on heroin or whatever the fuck, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Mm. So I was like, well, I don't know why I'm like getting ready for a job I don't have. So I just got them, and then I just keep, I have another one on the 18th.
I love them. Are they the same person?
Mostly this guy Gibbs in Orlando. So he just does a lot of the fine line, but I'm going to a new lady who's like, okay. I want to go to a female tattoo artist.
Yes,
it's hard to find.
It is nice. Yeah. There's a really good one in Toronto.
Nice. But, there's a lot of great artists in Toronto. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
It's Lenny. From, right?
Yes.
Nice. My dad's in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Chatham. Like a shit part.
I know where Chatham is. Yeah. I didn't know your dad was. Do you have a Canadian passport? Are you part Canadian?
I could do dual citizens. He just became a citizen like 2 years ago.
What the heck? Yeah. Did you go back there growing up?
Kind of. Like, I went, like, we would go, like, for, like, months at a time and stuff.
Oh, shit. Chatham, Ontario. Shout out to nobody who's listening to this podcast from there.
Yeah, they don't have technology.
That's, like, all I know is there's a Highland Games there, and there's a big water tower.
There's a lot of corn there.
A lot of corn.
Oh, it's like a lot of corn.
Iowa, oh, it's out there.
The Nebraska of Ontario.
Yeah, we're out there. It's not
Nebraska.
Yeah, you can't call that Toronto, just so you know. You'd really offend Torontonians by calling. It's like calling Long Beach LA, but it's Long Beach.
Yeah, it's like the people who are like, I live in Chicago, and you're like, you're from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. You're not even close. So you just wrote on all the roasts that came out, Whitney Cummings produced her roast and the Burke Kreischer roast.
For OnlyFans, and you did a special.
Yes.
I did a special with them, which was fun. They're amazing. They're like really, they did it's like five cameras. It was like really well shot.
Oh,
and
good.
Then they give you all the footage too. And they give you the raw and everything.
Really? Yeah. So you can just clip it up however you want. Yeah. And like,
oh, that's great.
So, in this day and age.
And they let you put anywhere else too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
really
good.
They just want you to like get the name out. Cause I think they're letting people know they're expanding to comedy, and it's still just been a little bit of a, I think people are used to on OnlyFans for sex work. So it's
so this is comedy to promote your OnlyFans where you'll be naked, right? And you're like, no.
I get the most respectful messages. They're like, hey, I know you're a comedian, but I was just curious if you would sell me a photo of your butthole. Like, it's just like so nice. And I'm like, no, like, I totally understand. Love your comedy. Yeah. Do you have the good work?
Pardon me, madam. I hate to even ask, but I would be remiss. Could I perhaps have one photograph of your anus?
How much do you think one anus photo would go for? Did they give you a price?
No, I mean, I think there's a ceiling on it now for how much you can charge things for. I don't know how much you can go up. You used to
on
be able,
OnlyFans? Yeah. Or just in general?
Okay,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep it under 600 if they've been mowing you, because the government.
They'll catch on.
They like, send me three payments of $599.99. And I will send a shadow of my asshole.
I've only had one guy ask me if I had OnlyFans. Now I'm offended that nobody else has.
No one's ever asked me. I get a little offended the way when, like, as much as I don't want monsters in my DMs, the amount of stories you have, I go like, well, what am I, chopped liver?
Well, when you see the guys who do must be look like chopped liver, so I don't know what to tell you.
It's just a piece of steak.
I posted like a new photo for my big Toronto show coming up December 14th. I posted a photo of me just like in like a little skirt, whatever.
Very
the men that commented on Facebook
openly. The open comments.
I love the open horniness.
Sick. Sickness. Sickies.
Sometimes want to click on their profile, see who they're married to, and tag their wife in a response.
Oh, none of these people have wives.
Yeah, you're
no,
right.
No. It's like wet angles, just their eyes, like weird. Something's wrong. No, they're very sick. They're very, very sick people. Yeah, nothing. And I click through them. Like, maybe there's one cute one in there. No.
And we've been reading your applications for dating staff.
Yes.
We're not taking applications.
We're trying to pitch me.
I'm pitching her as a human.
We need to get you on The Bachelor.
We want to make her own Bachelor. Yes. I have a whole plan.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe OnlyFans pick it up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That would actually be really
good. Actually, that'd be great.
And then there's
like no holds barred on the, like, because you know, like The Bachelor will do like the dumbest activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't want to
watch. I want to make the people competing for your love like suck off a dildo.
Real life things.
Real life things.
Yeah.
In a helicopter ride in the middle of fucking Bombay. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. We're going to Trader Joe's. Yeah. Pie each other in the face. Grocery shop and don't get anything I don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you know Zach Towers, right?
Yeah.
We were on a dating show together.
Oh, yeah, the E1?
Yeah. Well, not the E1. What is it? The College Humor one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a parody of The Bachelor, so I didn't know like how real it was. I thought it was just like we're making fun of The Bachelor, and then I realized, oh, no, they're like doing this like an actual dating show.
Oh, my
God. And it was like a pansexual dating show. It was like, it was so random, and like we were both on it. We were both fighting for the same guy. I got eliminated immediately.
No.
But I got, the sooner you get eliminated, the better prize you get. So I got like a really cool camera setup.
And oh, okay. Great. Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
fucking weirdo.
This fucking pig.
Who has no discernible taste at all. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, what the heck?
But the person he picked, it's so fucked up. So he picked this person and then they died on the way home in a car accident.
Oh my God.
And it's a comedy dating show.
How do you spin that?
So I was like, they were like trying to figure out, like, do we put rest in peace at the end? Because then it feels like a joke. But it really did happen.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's bad.
And it was so horny. It was like such a horny dating show. Because I left in the beginning. I was just like,
he died jerking off at the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, RIP to whoever you are, but that is fucking hilarious.
That's wild. So, how did they end it then?
Oh, they just like, they didn't mention it, but then they posted on their thing that they like paid help for funeral costs and stuff.
It's just later they were like.
Yeah, and they screened it at the funeral?
Yeah. And like,
they opened the casket and they used that white background as the thing to show the screen.
They're like, here's your son licking whipped cream off this guy's nipples.
Yeah. And this,
rest in peace.
The first runner up is like, that's what you get.
Should have picked me. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, they all come crawling back.
And yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is that the last time you ever came close to dating a man?
Well, that was like, I was just on it for the show. I mean, I did hook up with a guy who, it was like, we kind of talked. We were like a weird situationship thing. And I realized I don't know why, I like Asian guys, but like all women, but just very specifically Korean guys are still the guys I'm attracted to.
Okay. Is it because they're cool?
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like they're like more soft. Slender, maybe soft and like clean.
They don't have a lot. I hate body hair. They don't have a lot of body hair.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Hairless. Yeah. No body hair.
But I was always worried that that comes off like fetishizey if I said that. But
everyone thinks everything's a fetish, and it's like, sorry, if you're not bisexual, pansexual,
genderqueer,
then you're fetishizing because you're a heterosexual or a homosexual. Like that's,
you're like, I just find this attractive.
The idea that I have to want to fuck everything is absurd. Like if you only like this type, what do you want me to do? It's biology. I don't know. It's my stupid brain being like. I don't even like to talk about being bisexual because really, if you were to ask me about the women I'm into, it's like a very misogynistic. I'm like, oh, look at the tits on her.
Yeah.
I want like a 90s porn star, just Pam Anderson, like, brrr. I'm like,
oh God. Okay, yeah. Well, I gotta say this. So, Madison and we matched on Bumble a long time ago. And now I gotta let you know, you'd be very disappointed. I am littered in hair. You'd be like, Bring me a Korean man. I can't be around this fucking Furby. No, I am. Yeah, yeah, a lot of hair.
I remember I mentioned your tuna bit, and then you just didn't respond. You're like, I'm not talking about my stand up with you on Bumble.
I was like, oh, I can't do this.
Oh my god. This
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Okay,
we met you a long time ago. Yeah.
That's okay. We're taking a quick break, and I want to hear about this. Fuck you guys. All right, we're back. Okay, you guys matched on Bumble.
Yeah,
we got this like 20
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
2 years ago.
2 years ago? Okay. Years ago.
Was it right after the pandemic?
Yeah, because I remember we did this horrible show together after, like right after. I didn't know what to say to you because you don't remember, I don't think. But it was after the, it was like some like, I think it was like a Persian restaurant that we were at. Like a kebab place.
In Beverly Hills?
Yeah, it was like a real bad show that was like just in like a dining room.
I remember a venue like that.
Yeah. And then we were on it together. I didn't know what to say to you because I was like, you didn't respond.
That's so awkward. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. You are the man that you hate.
I am, because I did this. I matched with a guy who used to work at the improv and he was the sound guy.
Yeah.
And I went back to get the sign and get my $5 in the lab. And I went back and he was like, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, you didn't even fucking know. He's like, what? I'm like, you fucking match with me on Bumble. You never fucking replied. And he was like, what? And I was like, now this is awkward. I made it severely awkward. But I pulled him.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Sorry,
I never replied. I think what happens is I panic and I go on for women. And then when I match with one, I'm like, ah, and like, you're so hot. I was like, there's no way.
Oh, then
exactly.
Like,
and then I get all like, and then I can't do anything.
I go like, I'm going to let her down. Any
yeah,
woman,
I got like freaked out.
Every time I've put like women on a dating profile and I match with one, like if they say anything, I'm like, I'm going to disappoint them.
Women are also really bad at dating apps too. Like I always match with girls and I try to talk to them and it's like the conversation always falls off because they're not very like active on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Or it's just like, I feel like dating apps for me is just like telling someone else she's pretty and then she says I'm pretty and then we never talk again.
Yeah. But you're dating someone now?
No.
No. Oh, you're single? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Single.
Excuse me.
She's out here.
I haven't been dating at all. I need to date. I haven't had sex in so long.
Cast member sex. Number it's, one yeah, on yeah, yeah. Love to Lab. Rejected from a dating show where a man died. And ignored on Bumble.
Yeah.
We already have our drama.
Yeah, we do. We have the drama. I went back on the apps, but they're so bad. They're so bad and I don't want to be part of them.
Yeah. It's
dating, we're too busy.
I know. And I don't have time to like go out because I've done a few dates on the apps and it was horrible and I feel like I wasted my time.
Yes.
I could have like done something
yes.
productive with
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Like, you took a night from me.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
you.
And I'm going to remember your trauma forever because I like have this really good memory and every time I see them, I'm like, oh, their dad died and they had a gambling addiction.
Why are people going on first dates doing this?
I don't know.
What are you trauma dumping? Save that for a few dates in at
no,
least.
No, save it. I had a guy, I went on a really quick little date in Kansas City, and I've told you this.
I don't know why you're going on dates on the road anyway.
It was like, I was drunk, and I was on fucking Tinder, and this is the problem.
We were on a date. It was midnight, Friday, after the show.
That's exactly it. I was out with my buddy downtown. No, I'm out with Alex Pavone, and I matched this guy, and I'm like, oh, he's cute. And then Alex, like, well, I want to make sure he's okay. So he like comes with me to the bar to make sure the guy is not a psychopath. And as he like walks into the bar, we snuck around the corner and watched him walk in. And Alex leans over, he goes, looks like the comic book guy from The Simpsons. Anyway, see you later. And I was like, what? Why did you put that image in my head? It's a horrendous image. So the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's the comic book store guy from the fucking Simpsons.
Actually, Steph, that's so
well, then he immediately
funny.
Started telling me this like horrible stuff. It was like his wife and his parents and all stuff. I was like, oh no.
People have no etiquette. Yeah, you act normal for the first date. Wait.
But he was nice. He's a nice boy, and he drove back to the hotel, and I think he thought he was going to get something. He's like, all right. I was like, bye. Slamming the door. Bye, comic book store guy. Go get the new X-Men. And I just closed the door. I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, God.
It drains me. And I want to meet someone. It just sucks. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's also my thing right now, the idea of like getting to know a stranger mm-hmm. and sitting there and listening to them talk. I'm like, I can't. I don't care. I really have no interest.
I've done it so many times now.
Yeah, I'm like, no, like, I'd rather
enough people.
I'm like, or I could go live on TikTok, which I hate doing, and get a bunch of followers, and that's a way better idea. So I'm like, what do I?
That'll
which
help
is
my
so
career.
Stupid. Yeah. I'm like, which I'm sure you did too. Where you're like, I could have made a video, I could have edited something. It's like, yeah.
Then I can check my DMs, then that's way easier.
Yeah.
Spend time with me.
Do you get DM'd a lot? Do you get any creepy DMs?
I definitely get creepy ones, but I think over the pandemic, it was funny. This one guy was asking to buy nudes from me. And he was like, I'll pay you money. And I sent him a picture. This is before the tattoo. I sent a picture of my elbow to look like a butt. And then I got $500 Venmo'd to me. And then he asked for it again. And I sent a different photo on my elbow. And I made $1,000.
Oh, this guy's so stupid.
And I need to know. You're making
a grand off elbow butts? This guy's like, yeah. Oh my God.
They're not even convincing. Like, I've showed them to people and they're like, I don't even know what part of your body.
Like, is it the back of your knee? What is this?
Oh my God.
That's brilliant.
That is good.
You just need to do a bunch of different like angles, like different lighting.
Yeah.
Buy my set. Make an OnlyFans and it's just elbow butts.
Yeah. I matched the guy on fucking... I matched the guy. She's so gross. I matched the guy on, I think it was Tinder, and I didn't read his... Do you read full bios when you're swiping with people?
No. Sometimes I'm just like...
Oh my God. See, I make the mistake of reading the bios too much, and I'll match with people based on their bio and then see their photo and go,
No, but I think that's better because this guy, I didn't read the whole thing, and he was cute, and we started talking. He's like, oh, so you're okay with my bio? And I was like, what? And I go down, and he's like, big in the feet. I was like, okay, so how in the feet we talk? And he goes, I just, you know, when they're there, I like them. He's like, I kind of get off on them. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, so what are you doing today? He's like, you know, just thinking about those feet. And I was like, we're still on the feet thing. I'm like, okay. So then we're like talking about something else. He's like, so how big are those feet? He's like, they look big in that photo. And I'm like, now you want to know the size of my feet? He goes, he's like seven?
Into big feet.
He goes, seven? I go, no. He's like, bigger? I'm like, yes. He goes, what are you talking, 8.5? I go, it's just about feet now. It's just feet. And I'm like, 9.5. And he goes, oh, those are good size. And I imagine,
they
I'm like,
swell up on the airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like clown shoes or I'm like, this is, we're
squeeze
done now.
Squeeze them into those compression socks before you hit the.
Because he says to me like, he likes like sucking my feet, or he likes, yeah, sucking my feet whilst I suck him off. And I was like,
how?
I'm like,
the mechanics.
I'm like, I'm upside down. I'm like, I'm doing a handstand. This
he's
is
like 69ing, but like have your like your feet on his shoulders.
Yeah, I got big feet. I've also got a big body. It's like I have big feet and a tiny body and just fold around like this.
Yeah, what is he? I can't
it was
even.
Too much foot off the hop.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's okay to have like a little thing, but to be
right away
obsessed with it too. That it's just like all you think about is that kink. Like, I'm down to try something if I'm into somebody, but like,
I was even like, okay, lay off the feet for a second here, man. Like, he couldn't, I was like, that's also too much. Yeah, I think a kink should come up. No, unless it's like, well, clearly he needs feet, so he needs to bring it up right away.
Yeah, I guess if it's like, I will not come unless your foot is in my mouth, then like, well, let's square that away.
From my friend said she was okay. Anessa, who's on the podcast, said she was having sex with a guy one night, and she looked at him, and she's like, he was really distracted. Her foot was in the air, and he was just staring at her feet having sex with her. And I was like, oh my God. Can you imagine looking at a guy just, fuck it. Well, you're like down. That's so psychotic. You're like, she's like, he didn't look at me once. Yeah, hello.
She starts making funny faces.
Yeah.
She starts like, reading the newspaper.
She has those glasses on with a mustache and the fake nose.
And he's like, oh, yeah. That's, oh my God.
It's a lot.
I was talking to Nicole Amy about this, about how like, I didn't know if my, like, I would be worried if like I found out I don't have good feet.
Oh,
you know? Okay. But apparently every portion of the foot is a fetish. So there's no such thing as good feet and bad feet. It just depends on like
what they're into.
Yeah.
Some guys really like the bottom of the feet. They like the, like, especially like the dirty bottoms of the feet.
Yeah.
Dirty bottoms.
Some guys are really into the arches, they, and like, they like little
crinkly
feet. But
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crinkly.
Smooth. It's like a whole.
I feel like you have nice feet though. You seem like somebody who gets a lot of manicures.
Yeah.
Pedicures. So, yeah.
So you seem well groomed.
You seem very well groomed.
Yeah. If someone takes an interest in me and they say they have a feet thing, I have to be like, well, give me a week.
Well, have you gone out with any women who've been like ungroomed? Like, I feel like a lot more men on dates are going to smell than women you go out with. Or have you had like,
I feel like you just have had an odd amount of really smelly guys.
I have a sniffing problem. Here's the problem.
I don't think I've ever been on a date with a girl who's like ungroomed. I feel like women, if anything, like they tend to.
Yeah, we tend to bathe.
Yeah. We go out of our way to be like, God help me if I stink. That's like a nightmare.
Someone said this on, I do this live radio show on Mondays that no one listens to. Five people I have. Anyways, this girl.
Amp, get the app.
Yeah. This girl calls me last week and tells me that this is how she found out about hemorrhoids. She was 69ing with a man.
Oh no.
And was like, oh my God. Like as she was doing it, it was like concerned. She's like, something's wrong with this man. Like, this is something out. Lump.
In her face.
Afterwards, she's like, hey, awkward, trying to make, not say, like, I don't want to bring this up, but you have something wrong. And he goes, oh yeah, my hemorrhoids. Can you imagine ever in your life 69ing and not thinking to fucking go, by the way, got a bunch of roids hanging out of my asshole.
Oh.
Like, out.
I have a female friend who recently said that she's 69 with a guy and asked, do you think he saw my hemorrhoids? And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding?
Are people crazy?
And I'm like, yeah, no, he, your asshole is in his eyes.
His eye, he blinked on your hemorrhoids.
And she thought I was just being mean. And I was like, are you out of your mind?
No, that's crazy.
How long do those last?
They could last for like years. Like, I think some unless, Susan, and some unless you get them like snipped off. Or like,
oh my God, that sounds horrible, but I would do that.
Bad.
Yeah. Oh, immediately, yeah. Immediately. Just no, get it fucking burst it or whatever. Yeah, yeah. I don't
if
know. You,
if I had an Audi, it'd be gone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, my hemorrhoids. How fucking dare you?
How the gall, the audacity.
Gall.
It's alarming me.
Yeah. I mean,
and someone else told me, who the fuck else told me this? They were, was it this podcast who told me about someone had a tampon stuck in them for so long that their friend was like, they were literally like sitting with a friend, a girlfriend. They're like, hey, sorry, I can smell your
tampon.
I can smell your vagina. And she's like, oh yeah, I there might be a tampon. What do you mean? Oh yeah.
Get it out.
Are you, if your friend is smelling it
from across the room?
Yes.
Please always, if that ever happens, be like,
if
you stink.
I would not be your friend if I ever smell your vagina from here.
Can I tell
I'm
you?
Sorry. That's, if I'm like, if we go like, I was camping or something and I'm like, ooh, it's sour. I right away, I'm like, we got to deal with this.
You think yeah. you would know the vagina smell?
Oh yeah,
isn't it a specific scent?
I think it is. Yeah.
I have like no sense of smell.
You I have a very light really? One.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we do need to hook up again. Now we know we gotta go back on bubble. Quote my new
well,
jokes.
Well, well.
Yeah, mine I don't smell, but I'm like I have a hyper sense of smell, so I'm always smelling. So you don't smell anything?
No,
ever.
So like if you fart, you don't smell it. No smell at all.
Like a little bit, but like barely anything.
Yeah, something has yeah. to smell really bad for me. When I can smell something, I know it must be terrible because I have a very low sense of smell.
And I still get candles. I don't know why. I can't smell.
That's so funny.
Your whole house is candles, no scent. Well, how long has this happened for?
My whole life.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I think it might have got worse because I have like weird sinus issues from being out here because it's like
disgusting. Yeah. Inhaling smoke all the time.
Smog and all that fucking bullshit.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, well, I mean, in case it comes like to a house fire.
I don't know if I smell.
Yeah, that's what it's like. I'm like, I'm glad I can't smell other people, but like, do I walk around stinking and nobody tells me?
Yeah, does my apartment smell? I have dogs in it. Like, who knows?
No. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. No, well, but if you have candles.
Yeah. And you're doing all the things.
Yeah, I've never smelled you.
Okay. Because like, you always hear people bitching about, oh, so-and-so, like they got bad breath. It's like, yeah, but nobody ever tells so-and-so. So how are they supposed to get better if no one says, hey, your breath is bad?
Yeah,
so that's just my fear is that, but then once my boyfriend did tell me my breath was bad just one day offhandedly and it ruined me for weeks. So it's like, no, I want to know. How's my breath, Nathan?
I had a boyfriend tell me I wore too much perfume.
Oh, fuck
you. Well, you can't smell it.
I know.
He's like, I wasn't sure if it was working.
He could smell me though, but like before, like I was at the door before I knocked. He smelled me before I knocked. So he knew I was there.
I kind of like that. Oh, it's like haunting people.
Okay, that's a lot.
I know.
You're like Pepe Le Pew. The stink marks are behind you as you walk up somewhere.
I want people to know I'm coming. I want them to be like talking about that fucking... Oh my God, she's here.
She's here. Speaking of bad breath, the ex, we were lying in bed one night and I was like... Oh, did you? I'm like, your breath smells. This is right before bed. I'm like, did you brush your teeth? He's like, what do you mean you brush your teeth? I'm like, did you brush your teeth? He's like, no. I'm like, you don't brush your teeth before bed? He's like, I didn't eat since I brushed them earlier.
I hate man. We need to.
I was, this is me. I was like, oh, I'm like, they were in the elements. Did I mention this on the Slav spot? The Houston one? I might have. I'm still on it. I
maybe,
can't remember.
But
if I
mean,
did.
It's just like.
It's just upsetting me because I'm like, I'm constantly washing my mouth.
Yeah, and you're in that mouth.
I'm in the mouth.
Yeah, and I let you put that mouth near my holes.
I'm like, I'm not. That mouth is going near my holes. I want stink
plaque on my pussy. His tooth just falls out in your clit. Just lodged
the
there.
amount of plaque I see on men's teeth.
Dude, this part when they have that buildup of like,
oh yeah, the underneath the build in here.
Yeah,
what is that? How it's do you like not years like, look at that?
Also, here's the thing I just learned. In case you're like. Have given up and you're like, who cares, teeth, whatever. That also affects your brain health. Like that leaks into and like makes your cognitive skills decline. So like if you're not gonna do it because it's disgusting to look at, do it for your brain.
That's why the pilot had his teeth were so nice.
He's just he has open airplane. He's just in one of those little just plaque flying off behind
now
him.
I'm like I really think too, you need to see a person's teeth in the daylight to really get those things, get a good glimpse on them.
Well, and how somebody cares for their teeth is how they take care of themselves. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? You can tell like if a person has chronic depression by looking at their teeth because you stop brushing.
Oh, the non-floss. I floss all the time. And we always talk about this because I'm so disgusted.
She's
by
obsessed
it.
With it. I don't floss enough, but I floss.
I have a slob story. I forgot.
Yes.
Saw me, we go to the same gym together. Yeah. Saw a guy working out in fucking jeans and a t-shirt and a soiled hoodie. That shouldn't be allowed. You can't wear jeans at the gym.
Like, was he working even, out?
Yes, actually? And he was disgusting. He was so gross.
Jeans?
Stunk.
Because there's a guy at my LA Fitness that would go in jeans, but he just went to watch the women and they wouldn't kick him out. I was like, he's not working out. And they're like, he's a member.
He paid.
He paid? Okay, okay.
Oh, he's a monthly fee for a peep show? Yeah.
He pays $15 a month. All right.
Yeah, yeah, let's rely. Yeah, yeah. That's his OnlyFans. He's getting. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, he's getting some good looks in there.
He could at least cheer me on. Like, yeah, can I get it? Like, you can do one more? Fuck, it's almost 4:30. Well, we gotta wrap.
Oh, we gotta wrap.
I know
it
you got a hard out.
Where can people find you? Where can they watch a special? Tell everybody the.
Okay. So the special is on OnlyFans TV. And you can follow me on Instagram, Madison Sinclair, and TikTok at Madison Comedy.
There we go.
Yeah.
And check out her bummer shop. I didn't get to say it, but I'm fucking obsessed with your bummer shorts.
I need to make. I'll make you guys shorts if you want any.
Oh my god! Yes.
Oh my god! Yes. Let me order some because I want to get. Because I've been walking around trying to get a butt.
I make them all by hand too, so I can put whatever you want on them.
Oh, yeah. We got to get slobs in her butt though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got slobs in her ass. Come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
Or I'm just gonna get suck my asshole. I'm single now. It's too long. It's way too long.
No, some people you'd get like fucking huge paragraphs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Declaration of Independence.
That's honestly more hilarious. Is something super long, so people have to really look at your
I'm
ass.
Gonna get. I want to get like a prayer,
my ass?
Like a really long Bible verse.
People have gotten like the really horrific Bible verses about like God being kind of evil. Like they put that on there, or they have the one about the Jersey Shore note. About him like grabbing the waitress's ass.
Oh,
oh
shit.
God.
Yeah.
I'll get
matched with Madison Sinclair on my ass.
I'll get apply for love to love.
I'll get floss your fucking teeth. Go follow everything. Go follow us everything. Slobs Pod at YouTube. Follow us.
Yeah, go subscribe to our YouTube so you can see everything, see our cool trailer. Follow us, come see our live shows, and we'll see you out there.
Bye.
Bye. Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.